Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Where will you
I can't find it. in the morning. Be all right, my friend. But soon the night will bring the pain. The pain of the day. High, high in the pale sky. Oh, oh, oh. Without ever leaving the ground. Yeah. And I ain't seen nothing but trouble, baby. Nobody really understands, no, no. Well, I go to the place where good feeling awaits me. Self-destruction in my head, oh Lord. So, is it my
footsteps, baby. Yeah. Thank you. America black. So chillin' in the front side, in the back seat, I'm driving, cruising, pass lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Passing by is a school bus in front of me. Make tick tock, tick tock, wanna scream. My time is Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun. Come on, come on, y'all.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody. is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Hello. Thank you for following me.
we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit.
Lost. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to gregory@bigmouthgvg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's do G Money Sports Report, and let's talk NFL football first. So, let's talk NFL football. All righty then. What's up, DJ?
What's up, G-Money? I'm here.
All right.
Ready to talk football?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here. So let's talk NFL football. Let's start off with Thursday's game
And who played on Thursday night?
So we went over Thursday's game on Friday, but we can do it again. On Thursday night, the Minnesota Vikings played the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, and the Eagles beat the Vikings 34-28. You bet on Eagles and under, and the Eagles won.
Okay, so it was Eagles and over then. All right. Well, I won the game, so that's a win for G-Money. All right. So let's go to Sunday's game. What was the first game on Sunday that we listened to?
So game number one on Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cincinnati Bengals 27-24. You bet on Ravens and under, and it was Ravens, but over.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I won that game, but they scored a few more points than I thought they would. Okay. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So what about the next game on Sunday? So I'm 2-0 so far.
Next game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Detroit Lions 37-31. You bet on Lions and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
Whoa, I lost that game. Seattle beat the Detroit Lions. Man, everybody scored way more points than I expected them to. Well, that's a disappointing outing. But it let me know that Detroit has an offense and Seattle has an offense. So they both scored a lot of points. So that's good for NFL football. Okay, so that's a loss for G-Money. I lost that one. So I got two wins and one loss. So let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Houston Texans 31-20. You bet on Texans and under, and it was Colts and over.
Wow. I don't understand it. They scored a lot more points. I'm really surprised that these football teams are actually scoring a lot of points. And I can't believe that the Indianapolis Colts actually outscored the Houston Texans. All right. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I got two wins and two losses. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Chicago Bears 27-17. You bet on Bears and under, and it was Tampa Bay Buccaneers and over.
Wow. I can't believe I lost that one, too. Oh, man, I bet on the Bears, and it was the Buccaneers and over. Wow. All right. These teams are scoring more points than I'm giving them credit for. Okay. So they got better offenses than I'm giving them credit for. Okay, so I got two wins and three losses. Let's go to game number, what's that, five, number six.
Game number six, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 17-9. You bet on Chiefs and under, and it was Chiefs and under.
All right, well, that's a win for G-Money. That's about time I win a game. All right, so that's three wins and three losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven. Atlanta Falcons beat the Green Bay Packers 25-24. You bet on Falcons and under, and it was Falcons, but over.
got to get used to these teams scoring a lot of points. Their offensive seems to be working really good. So I'm glad the Falcons won. So that's a win for G-Money. But everybody else is scoring a lot more points than I gave them credit for. All right. Well, that's four wins and three losses. So let's go to game number seven, or is that game number eight?
So that was the Falcons, right? So that was game number seven of week two. Game number eight for week two, the Buffalo Bills beat the Las Vegas Raiders 38-10. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills and over.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. So that's win. That's game number. That win number.
That was game number
five,
eight.
For me.
Game that,
number
that
eight.
That was win number five. Five out of eight.
Win
right.
Number five. Okay. I'm 5-3 now. Okay. That's good. Okay. So let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the Tennessee Titans beat the L.A. Chargers 27-24. You bet on Chargers and under, and it was Titans and over.
And over. Wow. The Titans actually won the game. They beat the Chargers. Wow. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. So that makes me... I don't even know. What's my record now? I was 5-3, so I'm 5-4 now. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Game number
so
10.
I'm 5-4.
Five and four. Game number 10, the San Francisco 49ers beat the LA Rams 30-23. You bet on 49ers and over, and it was 49ers and slightly
over.
Under. Oh, actually, no, 49ers
what?
And over. It was over.
49ers and over. Okay. That's
right.
A win for G-Money. That's good. So that's 6-4. So let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, the New York Giants beat the Arizona Cardinals 31-28. You bet on Giants and under, and it was Giants but over.
Wow. What was the score of that game?
31-28.
Wow, they scored a lot of points. Cardinals actually scored a lot of points. Okay. Well, that's a win for G-Money, so that's 7 wins and 3 losses, 7 wins and 4 losses.
Right.
7-4. All right, let's go to game number
12.
Yeah.
Right.
7-4.
Game number 12. Game number 12, the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Jets 30-10. You bet on Jets and under, and it was Cowboys and over.
What was the score of that game?
30-10.
Wow. They almost beat them 40-0, like they won the game the week before. Wow, Dallas had a good offense. Man, I can't believe the Jets didn't put up a better defense. Okay, well, that's a loss to G-Money. So I'm 7-5 now. Let's go to game number 7-5 is 12. Let's go to game number 13.
Game Game number 13, the Washington Commanders beat the Denver Broncos 35-33. You bet on Broncos and under, and it was Commandos and over.
Wow. Another high-scoring game. I can't believe the offense. Okay, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 7-6 now. Let's go to game number 13. No, 7-6. Game number 14.
Game number 14. The Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 24-17. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and slightly under.
Slightly under?
It was Dolphins and under,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, that was a win for G Money. That gives me 8 wins and 5 losses. So let's go to game number 15.
So game number 15 is the New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers, and that is tonight. Actually, that is today. That game started. Not too long ago.
Okay. And that's the Saints
that game
versus who? Saints
New Orleans Saints are playing the Carolina Panthers, and they're in the first quarter right now. The score is 0-0. That's game number 15. Game number 16 is also tonight. And that's the Cleveland Browns playing the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. And that game starts in about 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, we'll go over the winners of those games tomorrow night on Tuesday's radio show. Wow. I had a bad week. I'm in 8-5. With my win losses. That's a bad week. Wow. I couldn't believe all these teams were scoring so many points. I got to check the offense. 8-6. Yeah. Wow. That's not a good record for the second week of NFL football. That's really not good. So that's 8-6. Wow. Okay.
A little bit better than 50%.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night with the last two games of Monday Night Football. And we'll see what happens. All right. Let's talk WNBA basketball. Let's see if my basketball predictions have been better. So, the WNBA, we had the Las Vegas Aces played on Wednesday, and they won on Wednesday, and then they played again on Sunday. So, did they win on Sunday, too?
So...
Basketball. Yeah. The WNBA. Ooh-wee. Yeah, the ladies from Las Vegas are number one. So let's see if they won their games this weekend. They won on Wednesday night. And game number two was Sunday. So how did they do on Sunday night?
So the Las Vegas Aces beat the Chicago Sky 92-70 last night.
Very good. Very good. All right. The Las Vegas Aces won two out of the three games they played in the first round of the playoffs. So that means that they'll move on in the playoffs. They'll move on into round two after they play this next game, which will be what night? Tuesday night? Tomorrow night? Wednesday night?
Since they've won two out of three, they just move on to the second round. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they don't play game number three.
It's best, all right. Best two out of three.
Okay, so what about the Cincinnati? I mean the Connecticut team that played the same schedule as the Las Vegas Aces. They were 1-1 because they lost to Miami the other day on Sunday. So they're 1-1. And what was the score of the Sunday night game? Because I think the Connecticut team got beat pretty bad.
So the Connecticut Sun beat the Minnesota Lynx 90-60 on Wednesday in game number one. But in game number two, the Minnesota Lynx came back and beat the Connecticut Sun 82-75. So they're 1-1 in that particular series. And so whoever wins game number three will win that series.
Okay. And game number three is this Wednesday?
Game number three will be played on Wednesday. That is correct.
Okay. All right. And what about team number 4 and 5, team number 2 and 7, the New York Liberties are played. What day did they play? They played on Friday. New York Liberty played game number 1 in the playoffs on Friday. And did they win on Friday?
Yeah, the New York Liberty beat the Washington Mystics 90-75 on Friday in game number one of that series. And they play game number two of their series tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Okay. So we'll wait and see what happens after tomorrow's game. That'll be Tuesday, and we'll see what happens with their series. See if they move on or if they have to play game three in their series. Okay, and what about the team that was 4 playing 5?
So that's the Atlanta Dream and the Dallas Wings. The Dallas Wings beat the Atlanta Dream 94-82 on Friday in game one of their series, and they play game two tomorrow at 6 p.m.
So the
Dallas Wings are ahead on that series.
They're ahead 1-0. Okay. So we'll have to check on them. Well, we won't get a result from that game until Thursday when we do the radio show. So good luck.
Right.
Who do I wanna win in that series? The Atlanta Dream, I guess, is my favorite. I think I want the Atlanta Dream to win. So I don't know. I don't know. That's team number four. I'm hoping that they win. I like Atlanta, so I hope they win. Okay, so that's it for the WNBA. So we got to wait until actually Thursday to find out who's the champions in the first round of the playoffs on Thursday. As we got the Las Vegas Aces have already established their position in the playoffs. So they're already the number one team in the WNBA. And now we got to see what's going on with the Connecticut team. And they won the first game, but they lost the second game. And now we have to see what's going to happen in game three between those two teams. They got to play in game three to see who wins the series. And who's winning the series between game four and between the New York Liberties and team number six. No, New York Liberties was playing team number seven. So New York Liberties won the first game in their playoff series between
They won the first game on Friday, and they play their second game tomorrow.
Okay. And then four and playing five, when did they play again?
Tomorrow.
They play game one was Friday. Okay. And they play game two tomorrow. Okay. So we'll have to talk about the winners of the next two teams that are playing in the series. We won't know their results until Thursday when we do the radio show. So by then, we'll find out who's the top four teams in that playoff. All right. Well, that's it for the WNBA. So let's talk Major League Baseball and let's see what's going on in the Major League Baseball series. I don't think they started the playoffs yet. I think they're just playing games. Yeah. So go ahead. You can play the song because we like the Las Vegas, the Major League Baseball song. Yep, because they want crack. They want crack. So let's play the song so we can hear them asking for the crack.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Me out to the crowd.
Buy me some
peanuts and crack.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some peanuts and crack.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack.
Some crack.
Some crack.
Some crack.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good.
That sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me
never get back. I just tell you the whole game. All right. Well, what's going on in the major league, DJ? All right, we have any games that played this weekend? Have we had any change in position with any of the NFL team, the Major League Baseball team?
Let's go over standings. In the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles are on top with 93 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays with 92 wins, so they're right behind them. Third place, the Toronto Blue Jays have 83 wins. Fourth place, it's the Yankees with 76. And fifth place, the Boston Red Sox with 74 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 79 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 72 wins. Third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 70 wins. Fourth place, Chicago White Sox have 57 wins. And in fifth place, the Kansas City Royals have 49 wins. And in the American League West, the Houston Astros are still on top with 84 wins, followed by the Texas Rangers with 82 wins. And the Seattle Mariners are in third with 81 wins. In fourth place, the California Angels have 68 wins. And in fifth place, the Oakland A's have 46 wins. In the National League East, the Braves are on top with 96 wins, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies with 81 wins. The Miami Marlins have 78 wins, followed by the Mets in fourth place with 69 wins. And in fifth place, the Washington Nationals have 66 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 84 wins. In second place, well, the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds are tied for second with 78 wins. So they have to win their games. In third place, the Pittsburgh Pirates have 70 wins. And in fourth place, St. Louis Cardinals have 66 wins. And in the National League West, the Dodgers are on top with 91 wins. Making them the fourth best team in baseball. The second place, the Arizona Diamondbacks, have 79 wins. So the Dodgers have really stretched out their wins. In third place, it's the San Francisco Giants with 76 wins. They could still get a second place slot if they win all of their rest of the games and the Diamondbacks lose. In fourth place, the San Diego Padres have 72 wins. And in fifth place, the Colorado Rockies have 56 wins. And that's the standings for Major League Baseball.
Okay. So, who played this weekend? And did anybody change their position this weekend?
I can tell you who played this weekend.
Okay.
The Baltimore Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4. The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the New York Yankees 3-2. And these are all yesterday's games. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2. The Cleveland Guardians beat the Texas Rangers 9-2. The Miami Marlins beat the Atlanta Braves 16-2. The New York Mets beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-4. The Houston Astros beat the Royals, the Kansas City Royals 7-1. Washington Nationals beat the Brewers. That was a surprise, 2-1. Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 4-0. Philadelphia Phillies lost to the St. Louis Cardinals 6-5. That's a surprise. San Diego Padres beat the Oakland A's 10-1, and the Dodgers beat the Mariners 6-1. And the final game yesterday, the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Chicago Cubs 6-2.
Okay. Well, it didn't sound like any upset. Sound like they have one upset in that league. I think you said the Angels beat somebody, and that was unexpected. And
the Washington Nationals beating the Brewers was, I would consider, an upset, since the Nationals are in fifth place with 66 wins, and the Brewers are in first place with 84 wins. So that, I would consider that an upset. Let's see. That's the only upset I would The Cleveland Guardians beating the Texas Rangers, that might be considered an upset. Atlanta Braves losing to the Miami Marlins 16-2. That's crazy.
Oh, that's a big win for the Marlins. Yeah, that's a big win for the Marlins over the first place Atlanta Braves. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a major upset. Ooh-wee. Okay. Well, it didn't move either team in their position. Atlanta Braves are still number one in the division, and the Marlins are still in their
number three
position. So, yeah, it didn't help.
They're still
them.
Number three.
It didn't hurt the Braves. Yeah, and it didn't help hurt the Braves any. All right. Well, that sounds good. That's Major League Baseball. So everybody else is still the same. That's good. Well, we'll have to see what happens in the month of October when we start seeing the big changes in the playoffs in the Major League Baseball. All right, DJ. Thank you for the G-Money Sports Report. That was real interesting. A lot of those games were really outstanding. In the WNBA, we have some teams that are playing, and we have to wait and see what their standing is going to be in the first round of the playoffs. The only team that's established themselves so far are the Las Vegas Aces. So we say, go, Aces, go. And we have to wait and see what happens with the number two, New York Liberty, and the Connecticut team. We have to wait and see what they're doing. So, looks like WNBA basketball is going to be moving on. And we talked about the NFL. Oh, those teams really shook me up, because they had a lot of teams that scored a lot of points. So I don't know what's going on in the NFL. If those teams are just showing up with excellent offenses and no defense, I don't know. It's a whole lot of scoring going on in the NFL. Teams that I'm expecting not to score a lot are scoring a lot of points. So I guess we have to wait until they get into the season and see if the defenses start shutting down some of those offenses. But anyway, the NFL looks like it's going to be a good season, because the teams look like they're ready to play ball. And we got a lot of quarterbacks that played in different games. Like Aaron Rodgers didn't play at all. He's out for probably the first half of the season because he got an Achilles injury in the first game that he was going to play. And he didn't even play in that game. He hurt his ankle. So he's out. They say for the season, but we're expecting that he'll be back sometime to play in this season. He will make a dramatic comeback, and he will play. But their second-string quarterback's been playing pretty good. So we can't put the Jets out of the competition, because they've been playing really good. So we'll have to see what happens. And Atlanta's been playing good. And the New York Giants have been playing good. And who else do I say played good? We don't know about Cleveland yet, but I think Cleveland is going to have a good team. And Miami played really good. And the Buffalo Bills played good this weekend. And who else did I see played really good this weekend in the NFL? Let's see. What team did I see that played good? The Chargers played good, but they lost. And the Los Angeles Rams played good, but they lost. The Kansas City Chiefs did really well. They had an excellent defense, and their offense played good. So give Kansas City a shout-out, because it looks like they might repeat as the world champions again. And who else can I pick that really played good? Seattle won, and they were unexpected, but they won. And that's good for Seattle. And who else? Who else played good? I don't know. Did the Bears win or did the Bears lose this weekend? And the Saints lost, so they got a rookie quarterback, but they didn't put up a lot of points, and their defense was kind of shady. So, who else?
So the Bears lost. The Bears lost to Tampa Bay, 27-17,
okay.
And
Tampa
Bay's losing. And the Saints are playing right now. They're playing the Carolina Panthers right now.
Okay. And did Cleveland play, or did they? They haven't played yet. They play on Monday night.
They play tonight. Their game starts in about 20 minutes.
Okay. So we can wait and see what happens with Cleveland. How about the 49ers? Did they win again? Are they still undefeated?
The 49ers beat the Rams 30-23.
Okay. So that gives the 49ers two wins. Yeah.
Right.
They're 2-0 in the league. Okay. 49ers are doing good. And let me see. What about the Minnesota Vikings? I know they lost last week. What did they do this week?
Last week they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This week they lost to the Eagles last Thursday, 34-28.
Okay. So Minnesota's lost 2 weeks in a row because they lost to Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay has won 2 games in a row. So they're looking good in their division, Tampa Bay. Even though they don't have Tom Brady, they're looking pretty good with their backup quarterback. So that sounds good. We got to keep our eye on Tampa Bay and see how they do this season. And what did we say happened with the Bears? Did the Bears win last week? And did they come back and play good this week? Or they play tonight for the second game of the season?
The Tampa Bay Bears lost last week.
It's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'm talking about
the Chicago Bears lost last week to the Green Bay Packers 38-20, and they lost this week to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-17.
Wow. So the Bears still got to get their defense together and get their offense together. Okay. So they got some work to do. And what about the Saints? I know the Saints won last week, but what did they do this week? They play tonight.
Saints play tonight. They're playing right now, actually, probably the second quarter.
Okay. What did they do last week?
Last week they beat the Tennessee Titans 16-15.
Oh, okay. So they got a decent team. They beat the Titans. And the Titans lost this week, did they? Didn't they? They lost last week.
The Titans beat the Chargers. Titans beat the Chargers this week. 27-24.
Okay. Well, they barely lost. So it's still putting up points. So that's good.
They won this week. They won week two, 27-24.
Okay. Did they win last week? You said they lost.
They lost to the Saints. The Saints beat the Titans last week.
Oh, the Saints beat the Titans. Okay. So that means the Saints have a decent offense because they beat the Titans, which has a good team. Okay. And what about Jacksonville? How did Jacksonville do last week? And how did they do this week?
Last week, the Jaguars beat the Colts 31-21, and this week they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 17-9.
Okay. They're not expected to beat anybody real good like the Chiefs. So that's good. Okay, so Jacksonville is 1-1 in the league. Okay. That sounds good. And the Giants are 1-1, too? Because they lost a game, and then they won a game this week, right? The Giants.
The Giants lost.
New
last
York.
They lost. Giants lost last week to the Cowboys, 40-0. And
right.
They came back and beat the Arizona Cardinals this week, 31-28.
Okay. Woo, they barely beat the Cardinals. That means their offense and their defense got to get it together. They're not real strong either side, offense or defense. Okay, we got to keep our eye on the New York Giants. And the Jets lost 2 weeks in a row, huh? No. Yeah, they lost 2 weeks in a row. Cause I thought they had beat the Buffalo Bills, and they ended up losing to the Buffalo Bills. That was last week. And then this week, they got beat by... Who'd they get beat by this week?
Jets lost to the Cowboys 30-10, but they won last week. They beat the Buffalo Bills 22-16.
Buffalo Bills. Right. Okay. All right. So they're 1-1. Okay. And Dallas won two games, so they're 2-0. Dallas is looking pretty good.
Yep. They're 2-0. They probably have the most points scored, too, I would guess. Maybe not.
Okay. And Tampa Bay is 2-0. So that's a good run for Tampa Bay. They're 2-0. That's a good start for them. And what about the Packers? What's the Packers record? Did they win last week? I think they won last week, and they lost this week.
They beat the Chicago Bears last week, 38-20, and they lost this week to the Atlanta Falcons,
25-24. Oh, they barely lost to the Falcons. Okay. Well, that sounds decent. They played good football, so they're 1-1. What about Atlanta? Atlanta got two wins, or are they 1-1?
They beat the Panthers last week, 24-10. And they beat,
the Green Bay
Packers
this week,
25-24. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Atlanta. Atlanta's looking good. Okay. What about the what's that team? The Patriots. The New England Patriots. What's their record like? Who did they beat? Who have they lost to?
They lost to the Eagles on week one. And week two, the Patriots lost to the Dolphins.
Oh, so they lost to two good teams. Okay. That means they don't have any defense. They got good offense. They score points, but they can't shut anybody out. Okay. And the Eagles are 2-0. They've won two games. And they're 2-0, so that's good for the Eagles. Let me see, who else can I find out about? What about the Los Angeles Chargers? How are they doing? Did they win last week? No, I think they lost last week, and they lost this week, too.
Are you waiting for me to say something? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm waiting for you to give me the report on the Chargers. What's happening with the Chargers? Did they win last week or they lost last week? I know
they lost last week.
Okay, they lost last week. So how did they look this week? They played a good team this week. Who did they play?
They lost this week.
Okay, so they lost 2 weeks in a row. Okay. We got to watch the Chargers, see if they're going to get their offense and their defense together. Okay, well, that sounds good. Tampa Bay is 2-0, and the Green Bay Packers are 2-0, and the Saints are 1-1, and the Bears are 0-2. And we figured out Jacksonville hasn't won a game. They're 0-2. And the Rams haven't won a game.
Week one.
Who, Jacksonville did? They beat the Colts?
Yeah.
In week one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So they beat the Colts, and then they lost this week to who?
To the Chiefs.
That's right. Yeah, they played the number one team. Okay. So that's good. All right. Well, they beat a good team, and they lost to a good team. That sounds like NFL football is working its way through the season. So that's good. Okay, everybody's doing what I expect them to do. So let's see. I'm 8-5 going into tonight's two games to see if I'm going to win these two games tonight. Okay, well, I'll have to keep my eye on the radio and listen to see who wins tonight so I can have an idea what these teams are doing. All right, well, that's G Money Sports Report for the WNBA, for Major League Baseball, and for the NFL. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. What's the time check, DJ?
It's 5:07, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do the birthdays and get out of here. I'm sorry, everybody. I was late getting to the show, but we did what we could do with the sports report. So now we told a couple of jokes and a couple of stories. So we're going to miss the story for today. So we'll have to make that up tomorrow. All right. Well, let's do the birthdays. Let's recognize the birthdays. Oh, today's birthday, Jimi Hendrix was born today. Today's Jimi Hendrix birthday. Yes, we want to recognize the guitar phenomenon, Jimi Hendrix. He was born today. All right. And I want to acknowledge Jimi Hendrix, woo-wee, the guitar playing extraordinaire. And he was putting it down in his day of playing the guitar. All right. Haven't heard anybody else's birthday. Nobody's presented anybody else's birthday to me today. Anybody die that I heard about? Who was the guy that did Password? I think he was the guy that did Password. I think he died this weekend. He died at 98 years old. Yeah, I think he was doing Password. He was, oh, no. The guy the fat comedian took his spot.
That,
what is that show?
Took his spot.
Yeah, yeah. The fat comedian, what is the show that he does? It comes on in the morning. It's like, I think the gifts, how much the prizes are. What's the name of that show?
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right, yeah. Drew Carey took over his spot, and that man died yesterday. Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
Yeah, he just died. You know, he died at 99. So we're going to give condolences to Bob Barker's family. He was a great man in TV game shows. He was outstanding game host. And that's it. That's the only any deaths and any birthdays that I can think of that people have brought to my attention. So that's it. Okay, let's do the birthdays. Play a birthday song and let's announce the birthdays for today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Well, all right. Let's celebrate some birthdays today.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. September 18th, 2023. Happy birthday to Andrea Smith Rockley. Happy birthday to Let's Make It Bloom. Happy birthday to Andrea Dublin. Happy birthday to Kelly Fontaine. Happy birthday to Geneva Ingram. Happy birthday, Rev Shanika Perry. Happy birthday, Dr. Bink Blanco. Happy birthday to John Yancey. Happy birthday to Jean Peterson McCrary. Happy birthday to Michael Crockett. Happy birthday to Da Juan Harris. Happy birthday to Choco Latte. Happy birthday to Kendrick Barrett. And last but not least, happy birthday to William Phillips. That's it for birthday. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating their birthday today, September 18th. 2023. Happy birthday, everyone.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's born today that had a birthday. We want you to have, God wishes you the best of life, and his son has given you everlasting life. So, without further ado, I want to sing the birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Oh, yeah, happy, 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 happy birthday. And may you go home and have a big dinner in your honor, in your house, with your family and friends. And may all of them be there to celebrate your birthday with the best of greetings and presents for your birthday. May it be a day of ultimate pleasure for you to celebrate your birthday among your family and friends. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray, and we'll see you tomorrow on the radio show, on Tuesday's radio show. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit.
Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC. Thank you.
17 seconds, which is actually pretty long. I could probably cut it in half.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you back in your
one nurse? Yeah, I'm in my room.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my room. I'm parked up against the window, so I'm here. I'm all right. I'm in my room. Man, I'm glad I don't have to do nothing tomorrow except get up and do the radio so I can sleep all night. Man. Did I sleep last night? Yeah, I guess I did. I did get some sleep last
call my dial. I'm G-Money. affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Sasquatch Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm eating money and I'm swinging on the swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm eating money and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm getting money and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm getting money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Hey, stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm getting money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. Now that you know, go tell somebody, heard me?
You got the chill, chill. Keep quiet while the MC rap, but if you're tired, then go take a nap.
Take a nap.
Stay awake and watch the show I tape, because right now I'm about to shake and bang. D-E-R-C-K is my name, myself. Sing to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who give me who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for my say check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, destroying a ploy. When you're rising our boys, never sweating your girl whopping. But she's a sweet choice. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown and top in the beginning. I like to let my rhymes flow. And at 12, I press cruise control. Sit back and relax. Let my rhymes pack. Maintain the peace while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure. No need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy. You got some shit out. A computer information on rap. I got the RD musicians that make your toes snap. I format the rhyme step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a dip. Not worry about a thing, cause we can do it. I got 20 fire yards just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers I kill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when I found the wall. I'm the P-double-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is the bite in the speed. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they either way up and try to bite my lines. I've been thousands of shows. This many faces, they do it in jacks on the one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker empty gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all R.I.P. Fall is underwear, means rest in peace, cause indeed. Stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E, D. No doubt, chief rocker, don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill. Catch every word I'm saying, no one's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. I'm playing, I'm believing, you catch my drift. Don't try to empty out because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift, I'm not a natural track. I'm like Zorro, I'm up here in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cord. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate them seeds with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm pushing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. Here's the other maker, the one who like to max relax. And when it's time, it's your dig and smack. I keep the hands clapping, fingers snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols, PMP, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit. We'll be right back.
G-Money, and they say I'm back. I'm back in the hood, since I'm the Mac. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window seal. I go to church in my room. She's the bride, and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom, hitting stuff, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm back. This I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. This I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, come on y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it starts. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5" all day. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.